I've never done actual hard drugs because they scare me.
Oh.
Because, I'm sorry, how do you trust the person who's afoul of the law to not add something else into this illegal substance that I'm now injecting into my body or snorting?
I don't want to diminish what you're saying, but somebody's going to have to point out that you just used the word afoul of the law. So, that's...
Does that show you how nerdy I am that I don't do drugs? I'm like, this vagabond is going to give me...
Welcome to
Smiling Faces Podcast.
I'm Jess Anguiano, executive producer of the hit new upcoming show, Smiling Faces.
And I'm Victoria Dunn, executive producer and creator of the upcoming hit show, Smiling Faces.
That's right. And we're here to bring you all the hottest updates on our hit pilot television show called Smiling Faces. Not only that, but we love to talk about dating. We love to talk about friendship. We love to talk about
work-life balance.
That's it.
Just like coping and, well, I'm not in therapy, but healing in therapy.
Listen, if you've got girlfriends, you're
That's
in therapy.
Free. Yeah.
You're in therapy. I spent the whole weekend in therapy.
There we go. Exactly.
So let's kick it off with some updates about what we're up to with the show.
Man, yeah, I would say it's a little bit of a three steps forward, two steps back at times.
Which is kind of perfect. For those of you who don't know, Smiling Faces is a revenge-based comedy about two women who discover that they are dating the same man and have been for
years.
Yeah, while they are working together at a toxically positive spin studio.
Yes, yes.
And it is unfortunately based... On a
true story.
That's right.
We love it here.
This really happened to the show's creator, Victoria Dunn, right yes. here. And let's give them an update. What's happening?
Yeah, let's see. So we shot the teaser trailer, which we're very excited about.
It's amazing.
It looks amazing. It's been edited. Nate Reynolds did an amazing job.
Oh, yes. Our editor, Nate Reynolds. Amazing. Amazing.
Truly. He's so talented. And I cannot believe he even said, yes, I'll do this for you, because he is an absolute professional editor person. So that rate.
Not an editor person. Editors are people too.
They are people. I know talent does usually see people behind the screen, but
not us though. We're different.
No, we're of the people. And
we have to mention directed by
Vanna James.
Yes. Vanna James, who was one of our producers on the teaser.
Yes.
Also alongside of our incredible DP.
Chris Gentry. Amazing. Amazing guy. And then the entire team that he brought with him, they all are just absolute professionals.
Yes.
I was so shocked when I saw their credits and went, oh, you do things. Got it.
And we do things.
Yeah.
So it's right that we were
Everyone's
all together.
Doing things together. So it makes sense. You know, you find your tribe.
That's right. And I have to say, not only is our teaser incredible, but we're really excited because we are going to preview it at our next big event. And that's like some details coming on that, not on this episode.
No.
But we've got some exciting new twists and turns to our next event that we will announce soon.
Yeah, because that's kind of what I was referring to of the three steps forward, two steps back. You know, you make some progress and then life be lifing and things happen and then you got to course correct, maybe after getting severely high to cope.
Yes, in all states that's legal. In
yes.
all the places that it's legal.
Right. Right. Where they're legal.
Dare to stay off drugs, Victoria.
Yes.
Dare.
Oh, I was a part of the program. And by that, I mean, they came to talk in my school about DARE. I didn't really...
To talk to you about your drug problem.
Yes, as a wee one at St. Thomas More.
I thought you said weed one.
Could you imagine if I'm just casually sparking up in eighth grade?
As a weed one.
As a weed one.
Which we do not condone.
No.
We do not.
Not at all. No. That is bad.
I think we should work. We should say that again and mean it.
Yeah, no, actually don't do drugs. Seriously. I've genuinely never, this is a slight pivot. I've never done actual hard drugs because they scare me.
Oh.
Because, I'm sorry, how do you trust the person who's afoul of the law to not add something else into this illegal substance that I'm now injecting to my body or snorting?
I don't want to diminish what you're saying, but somebody's going to have to point out that you just used the word afoul of the law. So... That's
that show you how nerdy I am that I don't do drugs. I'm like, this vagabond is going to give me.
Well, listen, speaking of coping mechanisms, that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Because the truth is that it has been three steps forward and two steps back, which, by the way, is still progress.
And a Paula Abdul moment in a song. So that's fun.
We come together because opposites attract. You know. Oh, God. Everybody knows how old we are now. So the exciting topic this week, we've got to talk about burnout because we wanted to be really earnest and open. Things have been tough.
Producing is hard. I don't see why people don't do it. It's hard.
They don't do it.
Especially when it's, you know, I mean, we are the executive producers of it. So we're the main ones. There's other producers on it, but we're the main two kind of doing a lot of the heavy lifting of some of this stuff. And bruh.
I'm from the Midwest. I hate to say something like, oh, this is hard. But it's important to say it's hard.
Yeah, that we're not cheesemongers or farmers. Like, I know that's grueling, grueling work.
We're not farmers. It's not hard like farming.
But it's
hard.
You guys get it?
It's hard out here. Well, because producing is tough regardless, because there's a million little tiny fires, a little tiny things that could happen. This person says yes and then later on says no. Or that person wants to do it, but they're not available during that time. Or, hey, that really cool location that you found is not actually available. Or you love this one place that you want to host an event and they don't have bathrooms, which is
criminal. That actually should be against the law. The amount of times I've almost peed myself because places are like, you can't pee here.
I don't.
What do you mean?
That happened this morning, by the way.
See?
I was at a bagel shop. I won't give the name. A lovely bagel shop that I adore. But their bathroom was broken and...
Was it?
Oh.
I'm just saying. Oh. On a road trip from Louisiana back to Atlanta, that happened with my family where we stopped at a gas station in Alabama and I walked up and it said out of order. My mom was like, what do we do now? I really have to go. And the woman that worked behind the counter saw that and goes, come here. And she went and took the sign down. She goes, we just try to keep people from using it.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes people like to do drugs in the bathroom.
Not people afoul of the law.
Scandal. Not people afoul of the law. I used to work at a Starbucks in Venice, and that bathroom was not accessible because people were coping with their life problems by doing drugs in the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if it was just weed, that'd be fine. I think it's once you start doing the injectables is where I get a little spooked. But I do understand the need to cope.
Yeah.
The world is crazy.
This is what we're talking about because we've been working really hard, double time, quadruple time, on top of our regular lives.
And hustle, finding jobs. Yeah. Well, you're working.
Yeah.
Technically, I am.
No, we're both currently eyeballing new work opportunities in just the day job. And then on top of it all, the life's goal, you know, the big dream of producing this television pilot. And it's shocking how much effort and energy goes into it, even from like making a simple phone call, which is not a big deal until you have to make 17 of them.
Right. Or all the email, because I'm quintessential millennial where I don't actually like speaking to people on the phone. Mm-hmm. If there's a chat with us option, I'm there. But trying to get, you know, sponsorships and things for events, they all either it's forms or sometimes you do have to call people and do all that. And there's a maniacal spreadsheet of all the people you have to call and the checklist you have to do and get all that stuff together.
I wouldn't call it maniacal.
You wouldn't call a 17-tab spreadsheet maniacal?
No, not by our gorgeous creator, Victoria Dunn.
Thank you. Good.
I wouldn't call that maniacal. However, all 17 tabs must be addressed. And we've been addressing and, you know, our team grows and then it kind of as the project expands upon, you know, when needs come through, our team grows. And then when those needs get leaner, then it comes down to the two of us. Now
back
we're
to the two of us.
And we are so lucky because we do have an incredible group of people around us.
Right.
Which is imperative. Like, I mean, that's why we talk about this because, like, oh, it's hard. It's yes. so hard.
Because I think that's the thing. You sometimes feel like you have to rely solely on yourself or stuff and you get very bogged down with mm-hmm. it. And then you realize, no, the best things, which is what I love so much about filmmaking and making shows and stuff, is in the creative process, it is very collaborative.
Yeah.
But I think you have to find the people that will rock with you and do that, which sometimes can be difficult to find. But the best things that come out of it are when everybody is in alignment and everybody's down to work with you, which is how the best projects happen. I think people that's why I love, I think, bad movies, but even like bad movies, bad TV shows, all that, because it still was a group of people coming together. But I think if yeah. folks realize how much magic it takes to have everybody firing on all cylinders in every department to make a best picture, people would respect movies and TV shows a lot more.
I learned that working in the television industry that when the team that's working on the 250 person crew is helmed by dynamite people that are leading the charge with collaboration and open ideas and still being very mindful of like people wanting to just go home and go to bed. But yes. when the crew is tight, when people take care of each other, that's what makes the show excellent.
Yes.
That's what makes the show excellent.
I think that does show through on the project. Like I've heard consistently that Abbott Elementary is a great healthy environment to work in.
We know some of those crew members.
Exactly.
We know those crew members.
And they talk about how great it is.
And they're wonderful humans.
And that shows up on the screen.
And
I
they
think,
take
too.
Yeah, and they take and that trickles down. So what that's kind of our goal is to create an atmosphere like that. And we find ourselves leaning on our own community, which by the way is all of you guys.
Yeah.
Even like casual listeners. Yes, but nobody's casual because if you've clicked on the button and you tuned in, that means that you're part of the community. And that feeds us. That keeps us going. And then ideally, that's what we want to do is give back too, because I know that one of the greatest ways that I cope with running a million miles an hour, doing a million things, trying to take care of it all, as we have tons of friends who live like that, especially in this entertainment industry.
Yeah.
I have to lean on my friends, my community.
For sure.
Yeah. I have to lean on you.
Yeah.
We lean on each other.
All the time. All the time.
Literally as I walked in the door today, even though
it was like this long hug.
She's been having a really rough couple of months. I was like, hi.
My eye just stopped twitching.
I wasn't going to say anything. But it's true.
No, it was just a consistent twitch.
Yeah.
That was going for like 2 or 3 weeks. I went, surely this is cancer now. I don't know.
The look, this is Victoria's just like, no, I'm fine. Just keep going. I'm fine.
No, I got it. No, what's the next task we have to do? Let's go for it. No, don't look at me. It's fine.
I could call that water company again. Sure. Not a problem. No. I'll drop by. I could drop by that location.
Yeah. That's, it's a tough sell to show up to a location and be like, hi, can I speak to your the manager?
Oh, right. What they don't
holding
know.
My oh, yes, I'm sorry. This is a podcast. I'm holding my eyelids still as I'm talking to keep the twitching.
I know they've got the visual because, you know, especially I mean, I think everybody has an eye twitch. I actually don't know about dudes and eye twitching, but man, my gal pals, they get an eye twitch and they know the movement, the holding.
I'm going to say something.
I'm listening.
Because it's true. I've never heard a man say, I'm so stressed my eye twitched.
Do you think that they're stoic about it? Do you think they're just like, I'm too strong to mention? No.
I'm going to break the fourth wall. Producer Mike.
We are so excited because we have our producer here in-house with us today, right now.
So I'm curious. Give us a nod. Have you ever been so stressed that your eyelid has twitched? Okay.
It's confirmed.
We have an ally. Okay.
Men's twitch.
There we go.
Hey, I learned something today.
The more you know. I didn't know that y'all got stressed.
This is embarrassing. We just learned that men get stressed. We're fine. Yeah. We're super plugged into reality and the world.
Completely. I know. I took, what's that class? Anthropology. What's sociology. I learned about people.
Both kinds.
Both kinds of people.
Boys people and girls people.
Yeah. And they peoples.
Oh, and they peoples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the kinds. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Always keeping me true. My best gal pals, you know, the core group.
Yes.
The group. They came into town. And, you know, we do as you do when your crew comes in.
Yeah.
You come together. You eat incredible food. You blow your entire month's entertainment budget on one night at the Magic Castle.
What a treat.
It was a treat. Watching magic was fun and getting all dolled up and getting blisters and having your feet tore up from ridiculous shoes.
But of course.
You're at the Magic Castle.
That's what you do.
This is why I ask if men's eyes twitch, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are their heels?
They're not uncomfortable to look nice.
Right? It's different, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we had an entire girls weekend crew gathering. And we do this every Memorial Day, but there's always a big chunk of it, like a good 3 to 4 hours where we get really real, where we're just like, so how are you really doing?
Toughest moment of a girl hang is when it's, how are you doing? And you go, oh, I'm good.
I'm fine.
But really.
Yeah.
The second question, the second roundabout, that's when we're really digging deep. And that's when you're going to cry.
Everyone cries.
Everyone cries at the second question, the second round of, but really.
And the look
how
goes,
are you doing? And you go, goes, well, actually.
Actually, well.
Yeah, well, actually is the start of all the floodgates.
No, you guys, I actually.
And I laugh because I do it. Yes, exactly. The only time where I've had that and it didn't take two, genuinely, is whenever, if I talk to my mom on the phone, immediately, all that takes is a, how's my baby doing?
Every time.
She's like, oh, I actually wanted a light conversation today, but I guess we're not. I guess I'm emotionally uplifting my child. My adult child.
Mommy. That's another coping mechanism. And that's kind of what we wanted to just talk about today is like, if you're out there and you're hitting the grind and you're chasing the dream and you're exhausted and you're burnt out, this is your gentle reminder, which I always say out loud because I need it, is call somebody.
Yeah.
Do not do this alone.
Don't retreat. I sometimes have a bad habit of doing that. So sometimes I will retreat and just stay in. I will be on the couch and just watching scary movies because I think for me, that feels better because then it's like, well, my life isn't as scary as Sheila, who's getting stabbed.
Ground up in a meat grinder.
Exactly. Yeah. So like that's manageable for me
to take that on. As her eye twitches.
As it begins twitching again. But ideally, yes, you want to go meet with friends, hang out, talk to your people. That's a big one. Sometimes the amount of times also that, shout out to Anna, my best friend back home, she always, out of fear, answers my calls now because we never know whether it's a good call or a bad call. So if it's in the middle of the day, genuinely she'll pick up and go, hey, I'm at work, but is everything okay?
Yeah, are you good?
I can't talk
right now, but are you okay? Because I will make up an excuse.
Because the amount of times that we've called each other and been like, hey, how are you? Good. And it goes, okay, I'm walking to a corner. 1 second.
Hold on a second. Exactly. Where are you right now? Hold on a second. I got to go. I'm going to go. No. I got to run to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back.
Completely.
Yeah, I'm in the alley.
You have to have one of those people that you can just call and just unload on.
And if you are sitting here listening to this right now and saying, I don't have one of those people, first of all, yes,
you're
lying.
You do.
You have us. And if you, and you're like, no, I don't really have the, then go be somebody's. Because then they'll be yours. I always say this.
Yeah.
When you move to the big city of Los Angeles, you have to have somebody who's willing to drive you to the airport. LAX.
Can be a tough find.
Christmas morning. Somebody.
Christmas morning.
No, here's the deal. No. This is the rule. You have to have somebody who was willing to drive you to the airport, but you love them so much you'd never ask them.
Oh, okay.
But.
Feels like, girl. No,
but you've got to have the person who's willing. So if you are the person who's like, I would never do that for anybody, You would too.
I would.
Yes, you would.
I would. So, I also live much closer to the airport.
Yeah. Just remember, like, and like we said, and if you need to practice, you can always call us. If you need to practice being the person that will drive you to the airport. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's enough from us today. Yeah. Victoria, where can they find us when they need to reach out? When they need a friend.
When you need. I shouldn't sing. No. So when you need somebody, I'm an alto.
Hello. How are you? Sorry, go ahead. No. Listen, Victoria.
Yes.
Where can everybody find us when they need a friend?
So when you need a friend, you can go to www.smilingfacesseries.com. You can go on Instagram at smilingfaces_series. Don't forget the underscore. You can also find us on TikTok at smilingfaces_series and on Facebook, Smiling Faces Series altogether. No need for an underscore. Underscore?
Underscore on the Facebooks.
No need for an underscore on the Facebooks. Because why have that hiccup in the road?
No, exactly.
You can find us there.
Yeah.
And then, circle back.
And we would be nothing without our friends, which we, as you per usual, have to shout out to Christine Hashem, our social media manager, and then the ever endearing, incredible.
The man with the stress, Mike Bryant.
The man whose eye we make twitch.
An ally among allies.
Our incredible podcast producer, Mike Bryant.
Yay. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you. We'll
strap in for the next episode whenever that drops. Figure it out.
Damn. That's good. We have a better way to do this.
No.
Everybody out there, take really good care of yourselves. Take care of you, yourselves, your people. And if you think you don't have any, then come take care of us.
Exactly. And drink water with lemon.